CBS, Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. I go to Moscow, Felix Leit, CBS News, to help us understand the day is done in Moscow news cycle, but the incident Protasevich abducted from an aircraft, Ryan aircraft, as it flew over Belarus, now in custody, charged with various crimes to do with dissent. The question is, how is this regarded in Moscow? And Felix is there to consume the Russian news all day long. Felix, it is striking how similar this is to our last conversation about Alexei Navalny. At that point, we were talking about his supporters being suppressed while he remains in custody. Now Protasevich is in custody. We know his supporters have also been repressed. How is it being reported in Moscow? Good day to you.
Good day. Good day. It's a pleasure to be here. So yeah, there are a certain number of similarities. It's definitely true. You know, these are two kind of authoritarian regimes, you know, dictatorships, you'd certainly say in the Belarusian case, that have been hit hard by very strong sort of opposition challenges more recently. There are, of course, differences too. I think the Belarusian dictator Alexander Lukashenko is much, much, much less popular than Putin is in Russia. You know, Putin still has a base of support. Lukashenko, he's really limited to sort of the law enforcement agencies. You know, most of the indications that we get suggest that he really doesn't have that much support outside, you know, the men with guns, the men with badges who are really sort of, you know, arresting people and repressing people. And you know, today, in Russia, it's a sort of, an interesting angle. You know, Belarus is right next door to Russia. It does kind of loom large for a lot of Russians. You know, it's a country that basically entirely speaks Russian. It's a country where there are a lot of Belarusians living and working in Russia. So it's seen as a very close by country. But the Russian relationship with the Belarusian government's a little bit complicated. Putin and Lukashenko, the two presidents, actually have been sort of in power, well, certainly for all of Putin's career together, but they really don't get on at all. They actually have very difficult personal relations. So the reporting in Russia is a little bit interesting. It's sort of saying, well, you know, we defend Belarus's right to sort of hunt down dissidents or whatever, but there's not really that kind of urge to really get involved and say, yes, you know, the Belarusians are in the right here. You know, I think to some extent, the Russian side maybe finds it a little bit embarrassing. You know, it was a gift to the West, which can say sort of it was, you know, quite just. It was state terrorism. It was air piracy. And Russia almost feels a little bit embarrassed by that, I think.
We have Dominic Raab, the British Foreign Secretary, yep, in the extremely powerful Boris Johnson government. His mm-hmm. statements, however, point to a Kremlin link. Mr. Raab said, we don't have any clear details on that, meaning the incident. But then he goes on to say, in diplomatic careful language, I'll be careful what I say at this point, because as he says, it's very difficult to believe that this kind of action could be taken without at least the acquiescence of the authorities in Moscow. But as I say, it is unclear as yet. That's a very strong signal, Felix. The European capitals are all condemning Minsk, Belarus, and Lukashenko. As of yet, there is no condemnation of Vladimir Putin. But it's impossible to avoid the fact that I think there are several hundred thousand, at least tens of thousands, of Russian troops based in Belarus. This is not an independent country.
Well, it is and it isn't. I mean, Belarus, you know, it spent years sort of trying to flirt with the West, then flirt with Russia to try and sort of maximize its freedom of maneuver. And I think that the Russian side have often been very, very disappointed, actually, and frustrated by Lukashenko for actually, you know, the president of Belarus, that is, for failing to play ball, for failing to do what they wanted. You know, they've had a few like confrontations over the years. So it changes. It can be sort of more independent. And can be not. What is true is that right now, after the huge protests last August, where Lukashenko actually nearly lost power, he sort of quite blatantly rigged an election, very nearly lost power to a huge protest movement that was ultimately crushed. He is very, very, very dependent on Russia right now. That is absolutely true. That he basically preserved his office, he preserved his power last autumn by Russian sort of goodwill. He is very, very, very reliant on Russia right now, and Belarus is indeed. But I wouldn't go so far as to say that that sort of Russia is definitely the sort of, you know, the key actor here. But, you know, Lukashenko is known in Russia as a sort of an erratic guy, you know, a very sort of headstrong guy. It's extremely possible that he could have ordered some kind of sort of, you know, operation without Russian say so. In fact, you know, speaking to some sort of, you know, people today in Russia, there's a sort of a rumor, perhaps, that Russia feels it has to support Lukashenko because he's their guy, but they don't necessarily approve of this and they didn't sign off on this. So it's kind of a political question with a lot of nuances here, I think. But there is a very strong Russian role here. That's without doubt.
It reawakens all of the anxiety of these last years because of Ukraine. I note Lithuania is involved. I note Poland's involved because Protasevich, I believe, was living in exile. Greece is involved because the plane was coming from Greece, where there'd been a press event by the young woman who is said to have won that election last summer.
Yep.
I note also that there's a large diaspora of Belarus. I was at my table drinking my cappuccino for those demonstrations. They came down the street because the Belarus legation is on East 44th Street. They're a large and extremely confident people. Very large.
They are.
And they all speak Russian, and they're in America. They're all successful. So Lukashenko has to deal with not only Putin, not only the capitals of Europe, not only Boris Johnson and Dominic Raab, but he has to speak to all those Belarusians back here are saying, I told you so. They're saying it everywhere right now, Felix.
He does. He does. And that diaspora is very influential in Europe. You know, the crowd around Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, as you said, the young lady who almost certainly won that election last year against Lukashenko and was stolen from her. They've done a very good job of sort of lobbying, you know, to support the sort of cause of democracy in Belarus over the last sort of, well, sort of 8 months. It's a very influential crowd, you know, and we can see that today, you know. Already, in response to this, we've had the UK say no more flights, you know, will fly over Belarus, and the Belarusian state carrier, Belavia, is banned from the UK. Ukraine is apparently going to do the same thing, we've seen, which is a big move because it's a country that actually borders Belarus and, of course, borders Russia. So it's a really big move, you know, a fellow sort of heavily Russian-speaking country that's sort of really going against Belarus here. The two countries, Belarus and Latvia, have also expelled each other's diplomats. So it's a real sort of almost, you can see sort of Belarus's foreign policy, its diplomatic service, just sort of falling apart right now. You know, it's unbelievably bad relations with Europe. I've never seen anything like it, really.
The Baltic states in particular, Felix, they're extremely sensitive. You know that NATO's rotating troops in and out. Brussels is speaking. Yep. So the question here is, how does this fall apart? We have about a minute left. Your estimation of Moscow, do they need to explain this to the Russian people as they're condemned across Europe?
I think Russia will sort of wait and see how it plays out. I think they're probably quite happy to see Lukashenko, to be honest, who I've said is not a particularly well-liked guy in Russia, carry the can for this. You know, they don't want to sort of carry any blame for it. They don't see themselves as being the primary authors of it. So I think they'll sit back and sort of take a back seat for now.
But enemy of my enemy is my friend. That's what's going on across Europe. Felix Light is based in Moscow. He's reporting on how Moscow is reacting to the news of Protasevich's abduction from an Irish-owned air carrier flying over Belarus just momentarily and being deceived. The pilot was deceived to land in Minsk. I wonder about Belarus's relations with all of the air carriers going forward. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.